What is up, everybody? It's your boy Flash from ALWT Gaming, aka Malachi 36. We're back at it like a bad habit. It's been a while. Hope everyone is doing great and dandy. You know what I mean? And it's good to see my brethrens in arms. I know that Mildewy Care is currently not showing his face because he's not feeling the greatest, but we all always love to have him be around here hanging out with the posse. You know what I mean? And I heard you like in mid transition. I heard you come onto the call. So I was like, okay, let me go ahead and say what up to my brother. So how are you doing today, Mildewy Carrot?
Recovering from round two of COVID. Yay!
Hold on one sec. You sound like a robot for a second. But you said round two of COVID is what you're recovering from right now?
Round two of COVID. It's not as the first time, but still kicking my ass.
I'm sorry to hear that, bro. It's the nine ball, man. How are you doing today, good sir?
I'm all right. I just made it home after getting something to eat. I had to grab something to eat and went to the movie, so.
Okay, what'd you see?
Black Panther 2.
Okay. Without spoiling anything, what would you give it? What are your thoughts about it? I've actually seen it myself.
It was all right. I give it about, I'm gonna be generous, I'm gonna say an 8.
Okay. I'm there with you. I think it's a great movie. I think it's a great Wakanda movie. I don't think it's necessarily a Black Panther movie. I think it's a great Wakanda movie. There is definitely a difference. I know people might be like, well, what's the difference? No, there's definitely a difference. You just have to see what I'm talking about.
It deals with more stuff involving it, which is cool. I mean, you get to see more of the workings.
Yeah, 100%. You see more of the world itself and everything like that. See more of the other characters, all that good stuff. But, yeah.
That was going to be brutal, but I was going to say 7. I was like, I'll be nice and give it an 8. We're gonna work on positivity.
Yeah, no, it's definitely. Yeah. Go ahead. I've seen it. If you could do me a favor and like turn off your mic and then try to turn it back on. It sounds like it's like trying to connect and it's not connecting all the way.
All right, that was about this now.
There you go.
All right, for some reason it was defaulting and the defaulting was confused. I have two different mics between a cam and a standalone mic, and it just, I don't know why it did that. Discord's weird.
My camera's still crashing.
What I was gonna say is, but for someone like, if you're talking to someone who hasn't seen but only seen the trailers and all, but no spoilers or anything, but do you think it's a possibility that this is just like an intermission to another, like, actual Black Panther movie? Like,
definitely.
I was about to say,
what I saw in there, just, no, this is what I'm saying, it's just because what you see in the trailers,
yeah,
of Wakanda fighting off, I've already forgot his name,
his actual name, like they call him Kuku Klan.
Kuku Klan.
Namor.
Pretty much,
that's
Misnomer,
not really
whatever.
A secret. Everybody knows that. They posted that.
Misnomer, not really. Fighting off Kuku Klan, you know, and then you see at the towards the end of the trailer, like, another Black Panther coming. Like, I'm just curious, is this like a setup to possibility of another Black Panther? So should people not go in expecting a Black Panther movie, but expecting a prequel to a Black Panther movie?
They definitely. I mean, this is not really a spoiler. Oh no, you're good. This is not really a spoiler, but they really, like, the first 5 seconds of the movie, they tie in Chadwick Boseman with Black Panther. Like, they made Chadwick Boseman be the official Black Panther in Wakanda Forever, even though he's not with us in real life. So they tied that history into the movie in the first 5 minutes, and then the rest of the movie is, you'll see exact, obviously, events fold out. I know Nineball had kind of said a little bit of what the answer to your question is, but I can't fully answer that though, because it would be a spoiler. All I will say is just make sure that you stay until after the credits, just like you do for any Marvel movie.
No, what I was saying in context was this, is basically how Marvel works. It's definitely leading towards another movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, most like yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm that's not saying
it's not like from the trailers. It just you, yeah, sometimes you can never.
It's
know
another Black Panther movie coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not really spoiling a lot about Black Panther. I mean, people saw the trailers, and yeah, you saw Black Panther in the trailers. But I'm not going to tell you much about that or anything. It's just,
I mean, I'm pretty sure people could see the difference if they just pause the trailer real quick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you'll see the difference for sure. But there's more. Like they definitely took a different route that's going to be introducing new elements that you will see.
I don't doubt that in a least bit. I'm just saying, just from breaking down the trailer, you're going to expect a shift and change of different Black Panther. You're especially with this change of the lore of the fight and all. Like you're expecting some big changes depending upon what you look at in terms of lore context. So that was just my question of someone who hasn't seen it but only seen the trailers to two people who've seen it. Just like going in, don't expect a Black Panther movie, but expect something that will take you to another one, but still in for a good time.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. That's exactly what it is. Just don't take it as a Black Panther movie because it's really not a Black Panther movie. It's a Wakanda movie. And like I said, it's definitely a difference there.
I'm gonna say this: it's a Wakanda plus two. Most of the movie is a huge memorial to Chad Boswick.
Yeah, which is why I say it's a Wakanda movie because this Chad Boseman. Is I mean, again,
he's spoiler, not a
spoiler. Yeah, spoiler, but not spoiler, because they, like I said, they tied in Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa. T'Challa is dead in the first 5 seconds of the movie.
Like, I mean, you saw that. You got that from the trailer. Honor the King. Like it's like movie, you come on.
Let's say the movie. It revolves around that. Okay, they did this one better than let's say they did Star Wars. And Carrie Ann Fisher dying when she died. I think they did a better job with this one than they did with her. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it revolves around that through the movie. So you will be seeing, like they said in the interviews and stuff, it is a huge memorial towards Chad Boswick.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. They have a lot of things involving him in there.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude was a genius, man, and I'm still hurt that he's not with us anymore at such a young age. But yeah, definitely. If you guys haven't watched it out, check out Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's definitely a great movie for sure. Before we jump into what I've been doing lately and also what we've been playing lately, it's a pretty short news day. I don't know if you noticed this here, Mildewy Carrot, but I'm on my mic. You know what I mean? I'm on my mic. I got my headphones on. The drivers are working now. So, yeah, we're good to go. We're good to go.
I was waiting for you to either call me or Nineball and say, all right, now what do I got to do with these drivers?
No. What happened? I think it's just something that just kind of fixed itself because something had happened. Where I went onto my Avast, like I said, show my performance, and it was like, it wasn't at 100%, it was at like 40, and I was like, okay, what needs to be updated, what needs to be put to sleep, or whatever. I did all that stuff, and then after that, it worked. But the thing was that my drivers were already updated before that, so whatever this last update did, it just kicked it in gear. Now all my drivers are working now.
It could have been something with like OS libraries or something that would like that's the controlling the drivers. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of things that was weird with that. So, but I'm glad it's working now and it's fixed,
Hopefully it stays that way. That's the important thing.
I mean, we had this thing with, it's abs and gravity recently, me and Nineball did with their PCs having issues. You know, abs had to get a full like reinstallment of. Actually upgrade to Windows 11, but had to reinstall the whole OS because her system was crapping. And then
Windows 11, I've not been hearing good things about.
I don't want to touch that, but I'm currently going to have to. And then Port Gravity's got some issues with his SSD card. We were finding that out. We tried to update some games. Sorry. And technology, it's your friend until it doesn't want to be.
Yeah, a little side. I mean, I've been pretty good. I've been pretty ecstatic because, for anyone that is listening right now or watching later on, USA has made it to the top 16 of the World Cup for soccer. First time in a very, very, very long time. And World Cup happens once every 4 years, very similar to the Olympics. So that's one of the reasons why it's such a big deal. Fun fact is that the next World Cup, so in 2026, it's going to be in United States. It's going to be here. So
what, you mean it's not going to be in Russia?
Yeah, no, of course not. Of course not. But yeah, next World Cup will be... Now, that's the probably, like... that I'm probably a slightly little salty about it. That's not here this year. Because, well, one, if I knew it was going to be here this year, I definitely would try to do everything in my power to go. But then, two, I doubt that Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, some people that are, like, known as the greatest, like, the greats, I don't think that they'll be in the next World Cup. Like, I'm pretty... Everyone's pretty confident that this is their last World Cup. They'll be too old by the time the next one happens. So... Yeah, so that's why
I'm never too old for World Cups.
So that's why I'm a little salty about it. But ultimately, though, I think it is pretty cool, though, that the next World Cup is planned to be in our backyard. So very excited about that. But they went ahead and beat Iran today, which was huge, and it was a must-win situation. If we tied or lost, then it would have been England and Iran in our group that went on to the top 16. But since we won, it is England and USA that's making it to the top 16 now. So
congratulate them on getting to the 16, and then get the airplane ready to bring them home. Is what you're saying?
Realistically, yeah. Like I'm not. That's honestly the nice way of putting it. Like I don't think that we're gonna make. Now, my buddy Muhizi had actually just messaged me and says that he believes that we're gonna go against the Netherlands next. Which
I believe.
If we're against the Netherlands, I am all the way down for that, because I'll take them over playing Belgium first, over playing France first, over playing Brazil.
Who's the ones that are actually really doing really good right now? I think it's like, I know like Japan had their upset, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was doing? I could have sworn I heard something about some other teams doing good, but to be honest, I really don't follow the world sports cups like that, unfortunately.
Japan had the upset against Germany, which that was huge.
That's what it was.
And then it was Serbia that had the upset against Argentina, which that was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Argentina is the one that has Lionel Messi. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. Okay.
Yep. But aside from that, like video game wise, I've been playing a lot more of God of War Ragnarok. I've actually been playing a lot of Call of Duty Warzone 2.0. That's actually a lot of fun. It's actually a lot better than the last one, which is it's kind of crazy to think about, really. It really is. Like it's actually really fun. So like a couple of the changes that they had made is that one, vehicles take gas now. So you actually have to drive around and everything like that. If you get low on gas, you have to actually go to a gas station and fill it up that way, or you can have a canister with you.
I'm getting Fortnite flashbacks.
I was going to say, you're getting Fortnite or PUBG flashbacks.
Yeah, I felt this was more catering towards PUBG than Fortnite. But Fortnite. You'll be able to go ahead and get the gas canisters, put them in there. If you're at a gas station, we'll repair your vehicles that way. If you get sent to the gulag, as of right now, I don't know if this is a limited thing, but as of right now, it's a 2-on-2 gulag instead of a 1v1 gulag. So there's that. Yeah. You can play a little strategy there.
Is there two people that's on the same team?
They can be, but all the ones that I've been on. Or is it just
two strangers?
It's two strangers with two strangers that I've experienced so far. I think it just kind of comes down to luck of the draw. Whoever's in there, like you're queued up to be partnered up with whoever. So if your entire team is wiped out at the same time, I think there's a higher chance of you getting paired up with one of your buddies that you already know. Versus not.
That's a curious aspect. I'm wondering if they're trying to do as a balancing point for like if you have like someone who's like fresh in, does not play too well, versus someone who's in, you know, veteran style, but then it's like, you know, you go with the 2v2, you could probably balance it with two, like one fresh, one, you know, who's been playing longer, you know, probably had something in the coding. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. You can shoot the tires now. Off the vehicles, all that good stuff. And then they'll crash, obviously, if they're driving or have a hard time steering. They do have, like, they have more materials that's on the walls now. So, like, if you're, like, in a hospital and there's, like, a first aid kit on the wall, you can open it, and then there might be, like, bandages in there or, like, a syringe to put, give yourself a adrenaline or, like, a pickup, like, self-revive kit or something like that. So, like, that's just
interesting.
Yeah, that's just one aspect of it. But they have, like, it's more immersive. They still don't have it to where you can blow down buildings yet. So it's not Battlefield yet. But it is one of those things where just like it's becoming a lot more immersive and it became really fun. Like I have it up right now on the Xbox Series X and I was playing with my buddies and we had a blast with it over the weekend. Played quite a bit of God of War Ragnarok. Fantastic game, man. Fantastic game. Digging every bit of it. Digging the story. And then I have been also going back on over to Final Fantasy 14, of course, trying to get a little further than that. I'm almost out of the interludes, going straight into Shadowbringer. So still got to do that. Anime-wise, I'm fully caught up on all my animes, except for I had to watch Thousand Year Blood Arc from yesterday. So I missed that. I just had an absolutely busy day yesterday, so I wasn't able to watch anything. I got to watch Chainsaw Man that came out today, as well as Shinobi no Itoki that came out today. Got to watch that. I got to get caught up on my manga for Rent a Girlfriend. I think I'm about like two or three issues behind on that, so about 2 or 3 weeks worth of reading. So I got to read that all that up. And then this Friday, me and Gravity are going to be going to see the Quintessential Quintuplets movie inside the theater.
The what movie?
Quintessential Quintuplets. Yeah, it's a slice of life anime. Five sisters. They all look the same. They're twins. They're quintuplets. And they all have this tutor named Futaro, who is extremely smart. But he's tutoring these five girls and all that good stuff. And he's having a hard time doing it. But it's obviously a love story. But it is one of those like, oh, who's the girl that he ends up marrying? Because that's how it starts off. It's like him in the present. He's at his wedding day. He's sleeping. He wakes up. He sees his bride. All that good stuff. But, and then, like, the way that they met was in school. And then it takes you back into the time where you're seeing him as a student. He meets the twins, all of them. And you're just like, all right, so which twin is it, the one that he marries? So that's kind of like the whole mystery of the entire anime. It's just like him going through this high school life. And then eventually falls in love with one of these girls.
I got a question about that.
Yeah.
Are you sure the marriage is taking place in Japan and not Utah?
100%.
Sorry.
Yeah. So there's that, and then of course this weekend I'm gonna get caught up on my animes from that way. I also have a photo shoot this weekend for the dance team. Yeah, so that would be fun. And also like little side note. So get ready for some spice out there. Ohio is practically caught up on My Hero Academia.
I saw that. He chatted out like, get ready for reviews. I'm like, I was trying to find a gif of like someone just like putting up like an umbrella, getting ready for a shitstorm.
And you should have got the very classic like Michael Jackson eating the popcorn. Like,
as soon as he's getting ready to start posting, I'm throwing popcorn gifts out like no one else's business. I actually like the one where the guy just like I don't know his name, but. He just like, gets the popcorn, sits down in a chair, just starts eating, just looking at you like, come on, all right, what you got? I'm like, I like that one. It's just hilarious. Like, all right, let's go.
Bless you, child. Bless you.
I hate COVID.
I hear you, bro. But I actually had a little sneak preview. I spoke with him previously, so I actually know his thoughts so far about it, but I will not spoil that for you guys. I'll let him tell you guys when he is ready to tell you guys. So that's kind of been the formal on me. What's up?
Speaking of which, don't we have some the drafts and stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go over that. I want to first hear what you guys have been playing, if you guys haven't played anything, or if you guys even want to talk about what you've been playing, and then go over some of the drafts, because that's looking kind of very interesting.
I guess I'll go first since I already spoke. So, basically, I've been playing just Night of the Dead a lot The last couple of weeks, I've been just working, heavily working, and just with family the last week. Family came down for Thanksgiving and stuff, so we just spent that with them. Well, after Thanksgiving, they showed up, so. Show-wise, I'm watching The Cabinet of Curiosities. I'm trying that out. And I think outside of that, I've been really watching much of none. I've dabbled in certain animes, but nothing big yet. Like, nothing's captivated me to just watch it yet. I think the last one I watched was, like I said, I watched episode of Chainsaw Man. Mm-hmm. So I gotta watch more. I'm gonna watch more of that. Like, I watched only one episode so far in Chainsaw Man, the first one. And I gotta finish Spy X Family.
Spy Family?
Yeah. All right. Cause I do have like a, I also have like a rating board for my anime that I watch.
Yeah, same here.
Outside of that, anime wise, like I said, it's been not too much. I think actually the kids have been, my niece and them have been using the channel more than I have. They have a ton of stuff on there. I haven't really watched none. I'm getting on some. I've seen some that got my interest, but I haven't watched them yet.
Heard that. All right. What about you there, Mildew? What's been going on with you video game-wise, anime-wise?
Anime-wise, it's been kind of on a stall. I'm waiting kind of for Bofuri to come out. I do need to watch the Quintessential Quintuplet since you and Shelby, you and Gravity keep marking on me about it.
Ohio's up there, too. he loves that show.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out then. Yeah, so it's on my list to watch. I just haven't picked up anything because been running around with extra work, you know, peak seasons. You know, we're in the shopping season, all being in retail. Just... it doesn't work. It kind of sucks a bit. But, and then of course now COVID, you know, woo. Gaming wise, as Gravity said, or Nineball said, been online with Gravity, Hates Abs, and myself on Night of the Dead. Playing that a lot. I think you would like that, Malachi, if you had someone like you, me, on there who is okay building all the crap for you guys. It's kind of like Valheim-ish in a way, but in a zombie apocalypse, where it's like you have to craft and build and survive your way up to get to the end game. So, you know, Hey It's Abs was like, I would never be playing this game if I didn't have, like, you know, people here who were like, okay with doing all the building and all. Because you cannot survive by just you know, gunning your way. Yeah, you cannot do it. Like, the swarms of night will kill you. No questions asked. Other than that, also been playing a game called Exodus Borealis, which is a city builder manager survival tower defense game. Concept pretty much is your people's boat is drawn and crashes into an island. You have to then build up and survive through all of the ways of these unknown creatures coming through this mystical gate that's on the island. And you have to research and build... a tower to counteract the spell or whatever that draws boats in to crash there to free yourselves from the island. So
that sounds interesting.
It actually builds up. Like, you can go through more and more islands as you unlock them. And it's a lot of fun. It also goes with building the civilization up. So you start with a small group, and then over the years they grow, they have kids, get married, have kids and all that, and die off of old ages. Excuse me. So it's a fun game. I've also been playing recently The Wandering Village, which has a very Nausicaa the Valley of the Wind feel to it in terms of like style of artwork and music, but it's pretty much a survival game. You pretty much are on the back of a wandering creature in a world that's covered by like poisonous spores and all, and your goal is to try and build up your colony, survive, while also keeping the creature that you're on the Umbu alive and happy as well. Because if it dies, then you all die. So that's one I've been playing. One I've been wanting to play that I've got on this last Steam sale that I have to play here eventually, is called Spiritfarer. I got the Spiritfarer Farewell Edition on sale. That one's pretty much a game of, like, you're like a spirit guide in a way. Like, you find these spirits wandering around, like, you build your boat along the rivers, and, like, you have to, like, help them, like, move on.
Kind of like Kena in a way.
Kind of, in a way. It feels like you're just on a boat, you have, like, their homes and all, and then, like, as soon as, like, you get them to a point where they can move on, you help them truly move on. That's what the concept of the game is, so I'm really excited to play that one. And, of course, also, just because it's an oldie but a good oldie and a classic, I got Alice the Madness Returns.
Oh, my God, that game is great.
It's such a good solo player game. Like, such a good story.
Alice the Madness Returns is a great game.
That's the game where the girl looks like Alice in Wonderland and she has, like, a knife and everything like that, right?
No, it just, it's from American McGee's Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a really good game. Really good story plot, combat sequences and everything. Just so much fun. Oh, I have so much fun with that game.
All right.
Can I interject something real quick?
Live your best life. Go for it.
Okay, so real fast, and I almost forgot about this. You know, I was talking about games. I wanted to bring this up really quick. If you're still looking for games, it's not too late. Even though Cyber Monday's over, I'm seeing sales still on Green Man Gaming. They're still holding theirs. Let me see who else. Because I want to bring this up real fast. Green Man Gaming, looks like Humble and Fanatical. I think Fanatical, yeah. Fanatical's still holding theirs. I think theirs stops tonight. So if you're still looking for games, still want to see if there's any deals out there, go for it. They're still going. And also I've seen Yu-Gi-Oh! Is doing 50 million download thing. Yeah. You get 1,000 free gems, and they have a deal on gems. Plus two, they turn Owlbaz into a secret pack.
Yeah, that ticks me off because that means we're just gonna see a shit ton more Owlbaz in the
That's
rain.
Fine, dude. I'm waiting 13 days. We're getting Labyrinth. Let's put it like this.
That's what I've been
waiting forever for a Labyrinth deck.
Labyrinth looks like so much fun.
Just so over 2 weeks.
But yeah, so anyone who plays Master Duel, definitely hop on there. You'll get 1,000 gems on your first login, and then on the second day login, you actually get...
Five-headed dragon sleeve.
Yep, five-headed dragon card sleeves. So it's a free giveaway and all.
So I've been saving my
gems.
Points.
Yeah, I've got like about 3,000 gems. I just need to save up some more.
Sam, I got like close to 4,000 because I just kind of grinded it out during the...
That's Festival, D&D Spell Special.
Yeah, I play Altergeist, dude. No spells, dude. I don't play spells anyway. I play Altergeist. It's all traps.
I got 9,000 gems, but I am like curious as to why it doesn't let you go above 10,000. Because that's where the limit is. I've hit that limit a couple times, and it forced me to use my gems so I could redeem more gems that were supposed to be coming in. So like right now,
why do you have 9,000?
I just haven't I'll play like the solo play and then I just keep playing that over and over, and then like it's just been building up gems that way. I haven't like fully dove into buying other cards just yet, mainly because I haven't had the time just to sit there and make like the deck that I fully want. Like I still have my Warrior Beta deck as my main deck right now.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So it's just I just haven't.
No, I don't want to know what you mean.
I'll go in there, play solo play, do my thing.
And dude, buy yourself like some extra booster packs. Like, get yourself like a couple of box sets. They got them on there. You know, get yourself some field designs. You know.
Yeah, check out some of those structure decks. See if you like them or not.
Yeah, structure decks are in there.
Yeah. It's almost like a crap list structure decks, but I've just been using the Warrior Beta deck.
No, like they've released newer ones since you probably have been on.
I've been on today.
So,
So I have been up with it. Like, I'll still maintain the shop, but like I don't really spend the gems a whole lot just because I just jump on, do the solo play, get gems, and then jump off.
Oh yeah, I can see what that's coming in at.
Oh yeah, they got the new team play now, which is not Tag Duel.
Yeah, I heard you guys say something about it. I haven't actually checked into that, but. It is.
Yeah, it's more or less you play with three people and everybody plays their own duel. The winner is decided by how many matches your tow team wins.
Oh, that's stupid. So there's not like any crossover, like I can protect your monster from getting
Yeah, that's kids. What I thought too, because I went straight in there with my altar guys thing, because I knew that Mildewy generally plays Earth Machines, and I'm like, okay, Earth Machines is a going second OTK deck. Mines is a control deck, which is going to slow the opponent down from down counterplays. Mm-hmm. So I brought Altergeist with me, set five, which just basically I just set up the entire back row. It just can just protect his monsters while he's out there. And then you find out, oh no, it's not like that at all. It's
That's
otherwise I would have brought my second, my OTK Mathmex deck.
Yeah, that's dumb. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is All Things Gaming, episode 39, season 2 of 2022. Was it November 29th, 2022, like I said before? Every single Tuesday, for the most part, we come around and we give you guys video game news, updates, all that good stuff. Talk anime, talk nerdy stuff with you guys. Anything that we love about the entertainment industry. And we just have a good time with you guys. Today's actually a very light news day. We have like four topics. We don't even have any fun ones out there. It's just going to be straight stories all the way through.
You heard them here, folks. No fun here.
Yeah, no fun ones. We are the fun, you know? We are the fun. Next Tuesday is actually going to be our... next Tuesday is actually going to be our prediction episode for the Video Game Awards, because we're going to be live reacting to that the following Thursday. So next Tuesday...
What is that?
Next Tuesday is the 6th. That's our prediction episode. That the 8th, the
that's
Thursday,
right,
December
yeah.
8th, is going to be the Video Game Awards. And like I said, we're going to be live reacting to that. So be here for it. You know what I mean? We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. There's probably not going to be a 9 to 5 that's going on. That's still TBD, but there probably won't be a 9 to 5 just because it's holiday season reason. So if anything, we might have a holiday stream at some point, but... that's still TBD. All that's TBD. So, yes. Of course, you guys can support us if you guys go to, I was about to say patreon.com. If you go to twitch.com/AOWTGaming, you guys could support us there by subscribing to our channel. If you guys have Amazon Prime and you guys mix it with your Twitch account, you guys will have what is called Twitch Prime. And then every month you get a free sub that you guys can gift to any subscriber or any Twitch streamer out there. If you guys use it for us, we will not be upset. In fact, we'll be very, very happy, because it will help us kind of boom our business to be able to go forward and give you guys content more regularly on the daily versus just once a week or twice a week even. So consider giving your free Twitch Prime sub to us. And if not, give it to another Twitch streamer, because I know that they work hard for this. They work hard for the money, and we want to make sure that we are having a good time and doing what we love.
Yeah, because every day millions of poor Twitch streaming subs just go to waste. We just watch them. I mean, if we could have the Sarah McLachlan song right now, for just those abused subs that just go unused every day. Save a sub. Give it to
someone. God.
Save a sub.
I love you, Nineball. I love you.
So right now, we are towards the tail end. We are in the last home stretch of the video game league that we are in, which is very similar to fantasy football. If you guys are not familiar with that, fantasy football, you guys go against one person every single week and then try to be top on their league. Video game league is a little bit different. We're going to be against everybody at the same time, and it's going to be on an annual basis instead of a weekly basis. What happens is that you have to bid on these games, and the threshold is 70 points. Anything that is, when it comes out, anything that scores above 70 points gains you points. Anything that scores below 70 points loses you points. So if there's a game like Sifu that comes out and it does like an 80, then you get 10 points because that's 10 points above 70. But if it's like Arkham Knights, like, or Gotham Knights, like mine was, it's like a 69, then that's negative 1 point because that is one point below 70.
Let's think of another game. Or like Scorn.
If you have a game like Elden Ring, though, that goes above 90, then you still get those points that's above 70. But you know, anything that's above 90 is double points. So kind of is a nice little thing there. And we have the ratings that's sitting on, like, oh, and there's also a thing called counter picks. And if you counter pick a game that's on another person's list, if it does not come out this year, you're kind of screwing up the other person because you can't drop that game. If it does come out, but it does terribly, then they lose those points, but you gain those points since you assume that they was not going to be great. But then also does the vice versa. So if it comes out and does amazing, then you would lose those points, but they would gain the points just like normal. So right now, we have our first place, which is our first place from last year so far, is Carrot Patch Inc. He has 88 points right now. He has games listed at, and his game list is full. He has Gran Turismo 7, 17 points. Tunic, 15 points. Splatoon 3, 13 points. Stray, 14 points. Salt and Sacrifice, 5 points. Return to Monkey Island, 17 points. New Tales of the Borderlands, negative 2 points. Evil West, 4 points. He has Chocobo GP as his counter pick, and that's how he ended up with 88 points. And the Chocobo GP got him 5 points for that counter pick.
See, I don't think there's good people playing New Tales of Borderlands because it should be up higher than that. I think they're just hating.
In second place, we have Mocha Make Ohio Great Again. We have he has Elden Ring, which got him 31 points. Pokemon Legends Arceus got him 14 points. Sifu, 10 points. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga has 12 points. Marvel's Midnight Sun still pending to come out. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge got him 17 points. He still has 2 open spots. I don't think he's gonna surpass you there, Mildewy.
Window's starting. That window's closing. If you're listening, Mogo, that window is closing.
It is closing very, very quickly. And he has a counter pick of Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which is not coming out this year. In third place is Renzoku-kun. Oh, it used to be me, but I dropped pretty heavily. Renzoku-kun has God of War Ragnarok, 27 points. He has Triangle Strategy, 0 points. Chocobo GP, negative 5 points. Kirby and the Forgotten Land, 15 points. Digimon Survive, 6 points. Slime Rancher 2 is not coming out this year, so he needs to switch that out if he wants to try to stay in it. Sonic Frontiers got him 2 points. He has a counter pick of Diablo Immortal, which got him 4 points, and so he's in third place right now, holding at 62 points.
Yeah, that got a little Ragnarok hard carried him.
Almost definitely, yeah. Ragnarok.
It is. He is all in that back point. All in that back point pack right there.
Yes, he is. 27 points from Ragnarok. That is crazy. That is crazy. Wait,
That's a whole cart, is what that is.
I'm kind of curious though. Like, so Elden Ring got 31 points. Ragnarok got 27 points. There's only a 1 point difference between the two.
Because of math.
It's weird. That's weird. That's a little weird. So on here in fourth place, we have Illis B Live. He started from the bottom, now he in the middle. He has Dying Light 2, Stay Human, 6 points. Bayonetta 3, 15 points. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, 2 points. Mario plus Rabbids, Sparks of Hope, 15 points. Diablo Immortal, negative 4 points. Shovel Knight Dig, 11 points. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, 4 points. He has an open spot still, and he has a counter pick of Saints Row, which got him 7 points. So he's sitting at 56 in 4th place. 5th place is Zaka Corp. He has Tiny Tina's Wonderland, 8 points. Saints Row, negative 7. Total War Warhammer 3, 16 points. Xenoblade Chronicles 3, 18 points. Warhammer 40K Dark Tide hasn't came out yet. Scorn, negative 1 point. Live Alive, 11 points. Star Ocean and Divine Force, 1 point. Has a counter pick of Marvel's Midnight Suns, and he's sitting at 5th place with 46 points. And sitting in last place, fighting to take that spot, is ALWT Gaming, represented by me. I have Horizon Forbidden West, 18 points. Plague Tale Requiem, 14 points. Ghostwire Tokyo, 7 points. Gotham Knights, negative 1 point. The King of Fighters, 10 points. Mario Strikers Battle League, 3 points. The Callisto Protocol, pending. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 5 points. He has Bayonetta 3 as a counter pick, which that's what hurt me pretty heavily, negative 15 points. So that is your kind of funny.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. For me and you, we might as well just play for draft picks for next year. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna make it.
I'm still in it. I'm still in it. Clint's a
point. Unless this gets 100 points.
It is going to get 100 points. It's going to.
Unless this gets 100 and this, by some miracle, gets 30. Gets like a 30 out of 100. 3 out of 10.
The only way I'm going to keep this is it depends on what Marvel Sons does. You know, if it comes out, you know, then it depends upon its scoring and all. So we'll have to hope that it's done better than its last games. if it doesn't come out, you know, then it's a 0 pointer.
Dark Tide is looking interesting. I might play that, like, if I have some people, because I love, yeah, everybody knows I love 40K.
Yeah.
But the Dark Tide mythos seems very cool.
It does look pretty cool, but just the problem for me is just it's like that, it's pretty much just those, you know, mission games where you do a mission, go down there and just repeat, you know.
It has various missions. From what I'm hearing, it has like various missions. They kind of have, like, it sort of is, but they also have, like, weather conditions and certain other conditions. Because you can have, like, an increased Nurgle swarm, or you can have, like, hive quakes. I don't know if anybody knows what a hive quake is.
No.
But it's like an earthquake. It's sort of like an earthquake, but you got to realize how hives are. Hives are massive cities meant to hold billions of people. So it's like a city stacked on top of a city stacked on top of a city. So every once in a while you get what is known as a hive quake, where it, like, one city will start shaking and it'll cause, like, earthquakes in the lower cities. Mm. So they have, like, various conditions. You have, like, your ranks. They said it's like they have sort of like tanks, but they're not tanks. So it's not like the person will still die taking the same amount of hits. But it's a lot of different mechanics. It sounds very interesting, so I might give it a go when it launches. And it's going to be launching tomorrow. Yeah.
There you go.
I might download it tonight after our...
Yeah, Zacha Corpse. And then you got Marvel's Sun coming the 2nd with Callisto Protocol on the 2nd, supposedly. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, hopefully...
Suicide is...
Flash takes the lead, because I want the first draft pick.
I'll have the second. So on over to our article here. We have story number one. We've talked about this before. We have a little bit more details on here. The Witcher remake. Ethan Gotch from Kotaku says this in their article. The recently announced remake of The Witcher is getting more than just a visual upgrade. CD Projekt Red confirmed in a new investor presentation. Instead, the first game in its critically acclaimed adaptation of the final series will get a full-blown open-world treatment. That's good news for everyone who's been asking for exactly what that ever since The Witcher 3 blew fans away with its free-roaming map back in 2015, 7 years ago. Teased back in October, Project Canis Majoris was later revealed as a remake of CD Projekt Red's 2007 debut using Unreal Engine 5. Unlike the level-based original, however, the company confirmed on Monday that the new version of will be story-driven single-player open-world RPG in a modern reimagining. Buzzwords aside, it seems like to strongly imply that the ground-up remake will ditch many of its archaic systems that held the original back. While there's plenty about The Witcher 1 to celebrate, including its characters and story, it remains an extremely acquired taste when it comes to the actual playing. The original was built in BioWare's Aurora engine, and the updated version of what was used to make the Baldur's Gate games, and while it is certainly make the original Witcher a classic among diehard CRPG fans, it's not nearly as immersive or cinematic as what players have come to expect from the later games. So this one makes me, I'm interested. I thought that the remake that they were talking about for The Witcher was talking about Witcher 3 being remade. So they're making the first Witcher remake. I am very, very excited about that. I have The Witcher, the first one, on the PC because it was free from, like, Humble or something like that. It was a free on one of those platforms. So I got it. It was free on GOG. That's what it was. It was free on GOG at one point. So I have it. but I haven't, like, I started, like, I think, like, the actual, like, beginning of it, and it was just so dated, and I just could not get into it, but I want to, because I do actually like Geralt. I like the way that the series on Netflix portrayed Geralt to be, or Geralt, however you want to say it, but I just can't get into that first one, because that one's a little too dated for me. So hearing that it's going to be a remake of Witcher 1 actually excites me. So, any other thoughts about this?
I feel exactly the same. I'm very ecstatic. The first one I kept trying to play, because I haven't played The Witcher 3, because I wanted to play 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Play all three. It's just the first one is unplayable.
Yeah.
I've tried so many times, and it's like the combat just feels so bad, and the years feel so dated that, to be honest, I couldn't even touch it. I didn't like it at all, and basically, I keep not playing it. The remake seems it makes it more appealing now to go back and maybe play it from part 2 and 3, and wait for part 1 to launch.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually very good news, and I'm glad that they are reworking it using the Unreal Engine 5, and are going to completely rework it from the ground up. Not just we just made it look better. It's still atrocious gameplay. It looks pretty though.
Yeah, it sounds like, now granted, I don't, story being the same, I'm assuming, it sounds like it's getting the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment. And that's something that excites me. It's like whatever Final Fantasy VII remake was for me, I feel like this is the equivalent for that for Witcher fans. So I'm very excited to see how this is going to turn out, and excited for this to be my first entry into the Witcher series. Mildewy, any thoughts about this?
I mean, I agree that it could definitely use a rework, because it as Nineball said, it's very old. It's kind of like us telling Nineball to go back and play the first Dragon Age. You know, it's an old system. Not gonna lie. Now, granted, that's what we came in on. That's what we grew up with. Day. We're okay with it, like, because we're used to it. But it's like to take some of the newer kids into it. They're just not going to get it. They're not going to have the patience for it. So you're definitely going to have to rework things. So I'm hoping that they can really pull this game up, remake it, and do it justice, you know, and make it playable and lovable for the current generation.
Heard that. Anyone picking this up day one, or is anyone waiting for a sale or anything like that? Like, what's the deal? Where's everyone's hype level for that?
Sale for me. Yeah.
I may pick it up day one. I'm gonna wait and see. I want to see gameplay, and I want to see more of it before I say anything to that.
Yeah, I do want to see. I'm likely gonna pick this up day one, but very much similar to the Nineball. I want to see gameplay. I want to see more of it. But it also depends on where it's coming out around. Because if it's coming out now, granted, I know this is it's not coming out anytime soon, but if it was to come out around the same time as Forspoken, or it was supposed to come out the same time as Final Fantasy Rebirth, if it was anything like that, Final Fantasy 16, then I'm going to have to put that to the side. But
that name, Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Aside from those games, when it comes out, and as long as there's not like any like other major games that I'm like really eyeing that's coming out during that time period, then yeah, I'll definitely go ahead and pick it up probably day one. Check it out, because I do want to jump inside that story and see what it's like. Story number two. This one's one that's directed mainly for me. Gotham Knight DLC. Eddie Makuch from GameSpot says this in the article. The Batman game Gotham Knights has welcomed a new free update that introduces additional player modes. The update is available now, introduces a 4-player heroic assault mode and 2-player showdown mode. Heroic assault has players grouping together in squads of 4 to fight against Gotham City enemies in 30 different scenarios. Among other enemies, players will square off against Starro and Man Bat. Showdown, meanwhile, is a 2-player online co-op mode in which players would duke it out with supercharged versions of Mr. Freeze, Harley Quinn, Clayface, and Talia al Ghul. Players will earn legendary gear, Batcycle colorways, and a special suit for each baddie they beat up. Both Heroic Assault and Showdown are standalone experiences with Gotham Knights for those who own the game. Heroic Assault, however, is only accessible after players beat the boss of for each case file within the Gotham Knights. Players who are just getting started with Gotham Knights can check out GameSpot's top Gotham Knights tips for new players. The game released at the end of October for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC behind middling review scores, including 4 out of 10 from GameSpot. So, yeah, this one actually is a little bit interesting to me. I wish that the entire game was four-player. I own Gotham Knights, and I don't regret buying it. Like, I do have a great time with it, and I specifically, exclusively, if you will, play with my buddy, Shaolin Keys, whenever our schedules are able to link up. So we've been having a good time with that. I've been playing as Red Hood. He's been playing as Nightwing and Robin, but mainly Nightwing. And then our buddy, Believe Emotion, owns this game too as well, but we haven't been able to link up with him because he is a doctor throughout the day, the week, so it's just kind of hard to make his schedule.
The doctor in the day, superhero at night.
Exactly.
So no, I know the life, man.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's just kind of hard to make his schedule more specifically match up with ours. But this right here, this like 4-player co-op mode that they have, the Heroic Assault, I am very excited to check that out and see what it is. I was assuming it was going to be more of like a horde mode, which is still very well might be that to a degree. But hearing that you can fight these villains in pretty much a super saiyan state, that's also exciting. And then there's a merit to it. You can get gear, almost like it was an MMORPG. You get additional gear that you can take into the main base game. So I think that's also really awesome. So
it's also on sale if people are trying to pick it up on PC. I'm seeing deals like 50% off.
On
Green Man Gaming already.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to pick this up before the DLC drops,
well, I was
going open. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it dropped today, but it's a free update.
Okay. So if you want to pick it up and the DLC, there you go. I'm seeing it like on Fanatico. That's getting it in 4 hours, but. 31 on Green Man, it is $30, and they got 32 on what is this, Humble, and that ends in 2 days. So if you're looking to pick this up and you're on PC, jump on it quick because these are gonna go. It's gonna go by in the next couple of days.
Yep, and then you have to wait a full year to get the next cyber deal, Black Friday, whatever. I mean, they'll have summer deals and stuff like that, and they'll likely be discounted just because it didn't review the highest. However,
yeah.
If you want it now, this is the time to do it. Anybody else have any thoughts about this co-op mode? Or
yeah, it makes me more interested in it. I didn't know if anybody else was playing it.
Yeah, I'm playing it.
Nobody really talked. It's like a secret. Like
yeah, my critique about it, I can't remember. I'm pretty sure I said it once before, but like it's definitely not. Nearly as bad as, especially, it's definitely not a 4 out of 10. I don't know what they're smoking. Definitely not a 4 out of 10. Now, here's the thing, though. I will say, I exclusively played with somebody, so I don't know how it is on a single player aspect of it. But yeah, like it feels great. Like it feels fine. Like there's some parts where it even feels like it's like you're a Batman character with the Spider-Man overlay. Like the game Spider-Man 2018 and Miles Morales and stuff, there's some areas where it feels like you're playing a Spider-Man game. And Spider-Man got raving reviews, so I don't know why people harped on this one so heavily. The thing, though, is that, like...
I've seen some, never played it. Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen, it looks all like a Spider-Man game. It plays like a Batman game, but...
Yeah.
At the same time, but it just, from what I've seen, didn't show much in the way of innovation, and it didn't really draw me in.
Yeah, and it's gonna be. I mean, to each their own. At the end of the day, it's still gonna be that.
I don't think it's a four though. From what I've seen, yeah, I thought it would 100%. Be at probably about a six. I would say the lowest.
I think a 6-7 would be fair. Like that's where I would put it at. Like my personal like multiplayer experience with it has been like an 8, but. The overall game, I can understand why people would give like a 6 or a 7. I get that. But a four, that's just disrespectful. That's like, did you even play the game?
That's brutal.
Yeah, that's a little much. But yeah, no, like my quirks, my qualms with it is that the motorcycle should be one of the coolest things of transportation in that game. But it's not. It feels like, okay, so I'm playing on the PS5. I'm playing the PS5 version on the PS5, right? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, what are one of the things that the PS5 takes advantage of when developers are using it? The haptic feedback, right? The surround sound, all that good stuff. Like it's utilizing that. They don't do that at all. They don't even, it's almost like that they took they took the driving mechanics from a PS1 game to where it doesn't, because like even racing games on a PS2, PS3, and even PS4, like they have some sort of rumble to it, giving the image, like the car, it feels like there's weight to it because you feel the rumble in your controller, right? They don't have any rumble in the controller at all. So it's just like I said, it's like you're playing a PS1 racing game just without the DualShock controller for the PS1. So that feels a little weird. And then even like you do wheelies, which is really cool. But then when you do a wheelie and you hit a car, you expect to ramp up because that's what video game physics are. So you expect to ramp up. And on this one, you like kind of maybe like, ow. Like you just kind of like go over it a little bit. And even when you crash, you don't go flinging out the motorcycle like you would inside Grand Theft Auto. You don't even do anything like that. It's just
how to use real physics.
Yeah, it's just really weird of how they did it. So like again, the driving mechanics of the game is not when it comes to the motorcycle, it's not the greatest. But then you can unlock these traversals, which that's the way that you can actually like move. And for Red Hood, he just does like repeated jumps like in the air, but every single time he jumps, it gets a little lower and lower. So it's like it's almost like it's like a gravity jump. So he'll jump off a roof, and then he'll jump off of nothing, and then jump off of nothing again because that's his traversal. Robin will bring out like a device that he's like flying on, because in this one, Robin's extremely smart. I don't know what Batgirl's traversal is, and I think Nightwing kind of like flies a little bit too, or he has a glider. That's what it is, I think. Yeah, I think he has a glider. So that's the fastest way and the best way to kind of travel, but you would think that it would be the motorcycles because they just look so cool. But when you drive it, it does not feel the greatest. It feels kind of bad. So there's that. The combat starting off, at least for Red Hood, felt really weird. It didn't feel the greatest. But then as I grew to it, I was like, okay, I understand it. I can't use him like a martial artist because he's not a martial artist. He just uses the guns.
Yeah.
So you gotta kind of use him like a Punisher. And so when I started getting through that mindset, I was like, okay, he's actually really fun to play. Nightwing, on the other hand, he's like the Spider-Man doing all the flips and all the good stuff. So that was really cool. So there are some things that, and then I know the difficulty level hasn't been like too challenging, but I know, but again, like my buddy Shaolin Keese, he did this one level and he's just like, dude, when I did this level, I was stressed out. Like I was about to like throw my controller and everything like that. Me and him did it together, and I can see, like, if I did it by myself, how difficult that would have been. Like, I would have been like, yo, if I had to do this by myself, this would have been crazy. Luckily, we didn't have to do it by ourselves, so we did it together, and we were able to get it through fairly pretty easy. Not, I don't want to say pretty easy, but fairly easy. But, and then when we ended up fighting Mr. Freeze, that was a little toughy. I think we ended up we fell to Mr. Freeze about 3 times, and then finally we were able to take him out. But, But ultimately though, it's a fine game. And storyline wise, it's interesting. It's not the greatest, but it's not terrible either. So I still stand with it being like me personally playing it with my buddy Shaolin Keese. I still give it 8 out of 10. But just general public as an overall game, I can see it being anywhere between a 6 or a 7 out of 10. So, but this little update right here with the heroic. Mode, the heroic assault, that is exciting news for me, and I'm very very curious to see how that's going to pan out, and I'm ready to get back to it, but it probably will wait until after God of War Ragnarok or Final Fantasy 14, unless Shaolin Keese gets free, and then we can link up together and play. What about you, Mildew? Do you have any questions about that, or do you have any commentary, or are you ready to move on to story number three?
Why couldn't the DLC add in four-player co-op mode?
It did, but not to the degree that we would want it as. Not just a, you can't open.
No, that's four. That's four-player wave battle simulation is what that is. Mm-mm. Is what they're adding in. They're not adding in four-player co-op of going around the world as the whole Bat family trying to avenge Batman. No, they didn't do that. They don't want to do that. So, done. Moving on. I still want to get the game though. It still looks really fun and interesting compared to the other ones that just that's. Kind of put me off with the whole. No, we're not gonna.
I might look at it because I know they're gonna have a sale. You know, normally they have a sale though, generally around Christmas. So in December, Steam starts the winter sale, which means the other companies will try to probably beat them to it. So it'll probably be like mid. Let me see. I'm betting it's probably gonna be like 20th, 21st, maybe somewhere around there. They might start having sales. So I might start looking at it then.
Story number three. PlayStation Plus games for December had leaked already. Eddie McCooch from GameSpot says this in the article. December 2022's free PlayStation Plus games lineup has seemingly leaked ahead of its time, and members are in for some big name titles coming soon, including a brand new release. Deal Labs user Bill Beal Coon reports to Massive Effect Legendary. All right, so Mass Effect, where was I at? Right there. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, Biomutant, and Divine Knockout will be free for PS5 and PS4 for subscribers to PlayStation Plus in December. These titles will reportedly be made available for free December 5th, so a week from today, and until January 3rd, 2023. As usual, all PlayStation Plus subscribers, regardless of their tier, can grab December's games at no extra cost. While fans waiting for the catalog to update in December, they can grab November's freebies, which include Neo 2, Lego Harry Potter Collection, and Heavenly Bodies. So you guys have a week to pick those three games up.
Oh, yeah. Let me go grab those.
Or at least add them to your library before next week. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah, this is actually... So this I'm happy about this, but I am a little bummed because the Mass Effect Legendary Edition that came out this year... I didn't have to spend money to get it. You know what I mean? Like, I could have just... Granted, I can't tell the future, so I wouldn't have known, but had I known that this was coming out this year, then I would have just waited for then, because I'm not that far in Mass Effect 1, let alone... I'm not even close to Mass Effect 2. At least I'm assuming I'm not. I have to go back and see where I'm at. Biomutant, that was one that I know that Gravity was very disappointed in. As far as spending money on it, at least. But yeah, he's definitely disappointed in the overall concept of that one. And the Divine Knockout, I have no idea what that is.
Isn't that dodgeball game?
No, that's Knockout City.
That's Knockout City.
Yeah.
Was it Divine Knockout?
Yeah, I don't know what Divine Knockout is.
Give me a second here. I can...
I actually have another Mass Effect copy.
Like, I got a Mass Effect Legendary Edition on my PC. I'm okay with that, but I still will pick it up on the, PlayStation just in case. You know, just throw it in the library. But
yeah,
I got that. I got like two copies of my of it. I think I got one off of Humble Bundle as well. Another one.
Yeah, I bought a digital copy of the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I just. I'll still add it to the library just so I have it, unless it says I can't. but yeah.
Yeah, bio. Oh, sorry, going ahead.
No, that was it.
So, Divine Knockout is Super Smash Bros. With Smite version.
Interesting. So they have the gods from like.
It's literally gods versus each other in a Smash Bros. Style.
I've heard of this, I think.
It's literally like looks like there's different like map modes. It's third person, but yeah, it's.
I do have to say something. I do have to say something. so we go through this. We go through the every like when Last of Us came out, We have all these zombies games that come out now. Even like, well, maybe even a little bit before that, Resident Evil. You have all these zombie games that come out. PUBG and H1Z1 came out. Then you have all these battle royales that's coming out. Why are we having so many Smash clones? You know what I mean?
It's made off of high res. High res sometimes has a bad habit of following the hype train.
Mm-hmm.
And this has doomed a couple of things before. This is what killed certain games of them in the past, like Grim Royale and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know.
I mean, it's free. I'll try it out. Like, I'll download it and try it out since it's free. But it's just one of those things where I'm just like, all right, if you're going to do it this much, I'm fine with it. But at least space it out a little bit more, because we, within like a short time period, we had Nickelodeon All-Stars. Then you had the CW game, or the WB fighter game that came out. I can't remember what it was called.
Right, oh, now. Metaverse, I think.
Multiverse,
yeah.
Yeah, so we had that, and now we have this. You know what I mean? We already have... Go ahead.
It's basically Smite.
Yeah, it's just like if you're going to do it, like, fine, cool, do it, but try to space it out a little bit more. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know.
Any other commentary before we go on over to the final story?
I gotta say is I'm glad that they can try it on Biomutant. I think I got it. I think I got it for free. It's one of those games I have not played because of people's complaints.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those games I actually had kind of hope for. Like, oh, this is kind of interested in. Like you said, Gravity was like, oh, man, it don't look too good. And I'm like, let me just take a step back here.
Well, it is one of those games, though. Like, it's very interesting how it happened, because the game, Biomutant itself, came one of like the E3s or one of the showcases years ago. People were interested in it. Then it like disappeared and no one heard a thing about it. And then all of a sudden it like reappeared again, and people are like, oh, all right, they're going to start working on this game again. Cool. And then like a week later it dropped, and like no one really truly knew about it. It's just like, wait, what? Like, okay, so the game's out, let's try it. And then we have our very own Gravity try it, and it was absolute do hockey.
Like somebody was just handing it and hit it in the back of the store, like, just put this over here. What did you put over there? Nothing. Just checking supplies.
Story number 4, the Crisis Core remaster. Michael Brandon Ingram from Game Rant says this in the article. On an update to the PlayStation database has revealed the file size for the PS4 and PS5 versions of the upcoming Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII reunion game. Square Enix made waves earlier this year when the Final Fantasy developer announced a remake of the previously PSP exclusive Final Fantasy VII prequel. With the game set to launch next month, Square Enix has been rolling out details about everything players can expect from a highly anticipated remake. Now, and let me interject there real fast. It's not getting the Final Fantasy VII remake treatment. I have to throw that out there. The story is going to be the same. The fighting system is still going to be the same. They might have a little bit of different actors. Maybe the fighting might switch up a little bit, but the graphics are going to be, it's going to be a true remaster. It's not a remake.
Okay.
I can't say if anything at the very, very end is going to be a little different, but the game itself is a remaster 9-ball.
Okay, so let's think about this. PSP to, yes, PlayStation 5.
Yes.
PSP screen to HD screen.
Okay. It's a remaster. It's not going to, like, there is working it from the ground up. Like, the models are entirely different. They're not just touching it like that. They're going to expand it that way. But also, it's not just PlayStation 5. And this is the reason why this story is huge, is because it's coming to Switch. It's coming to Xbox. It's coming to PC. It's coming to all these other platforms than just PSP. That's the reason why a lot of people are hyped about it, because it's not exclusive. Like, if you didn't have a PSP, you were not playing Final Fantasy Crisis Core. Just facts.
I'll just play it on my Steam Deck.
You'll be able to now, but you wouldn't be able to before. because it was only available on
the PSP. Yeah, I would have to go dig up my PSP. Oh, speaking of which, the controls.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever seen a you've seen a PSP.
Yeah, yeah.
PSP only had I think I only had one control, one joystick on it.
That's two.
Not the Vita. The Vita had two. I think the PlayStation, the original PSP only had one.
Let me look this up. You may be correct.
Let me go grab it. Give me 1 second. I'm looking dead at it.
Yeah, I was about to say. Cause
yeah, it only has one. It was on the bottom side. Because I remember when I was playing Monster Hunter, I had to do a weird like hook curve with my upper finger while my thumb was on the stick to hit
the D-pad. Yeah, it has the one on the left.
Yeah, like, it was a really weird setup. Like, you had to do that, like, just to try and, like, you had to, like, get that weird hook with your finger going so you didn't you could easily get some of your stuff, like...
Yeah,
you
know, it only like, has... It only has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's buried somewhere, but yeah, I got it.
I was about to say, yeah, Vita has two, but as you were saying that, I was like, you know what, he probably is right. He probably does only have one. But
yeah, dude, I just remember that.
I loved my PSP. I loved my PSP. But let me, I'm going to get back to the story real quick. So now a new leak has given players an idea of how much space they'll need to save Crisis Core to their consoles. Crisis Core comes as Square Enix's recent releases have placed a heavy focus on ongoing remakes of the Final Fantasy VII portion of the franchise. The company brought to the first part of the remake, the PS5 and PC last year, with the Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade, an enhanced version including the intermission episode featuring Yuffie. The developer reportedly has two more games planned for the remake series, with the second part planned for 2023. It's not really... Take 2023 out of your mind. It's not 2023. It's winter. 2023 winter, but that could very well mean 2024. Exactly. It could very well mean that if it's 2023 early, like November, December, awesome. But this also could mean January, February, March, April of 2024. So... Now, as part of the ongoing remake, fans will soon get to experience the popular PSP prequel in all its remastered glory. End quote, end story. So, I asked Nineball this off stream, Mildewy, and I had asked him, I was like, all right, so you haven't played Crisis Core, or maybe if you did, it was like a little bit. You played a little bit of 7 Original, you played a little bit of 7 Remake, and then you watched Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, the movie that happens after the original game. What's, I know for you, if I'm not mistaken, you haven't tried Crisis Core 7 Original or 7 Remake? Am I right there?
Correct. I have 7 Remake on my 5, but I haven't played it yet. I just been distracted.
Yeah. But have you seen Advent Children?
Yeah, I've watched Advent Children. Yeah, that one, I had an old roommate back in college. You know, bless his soul for dealing with me. You know, but he had me watching. It was a really good watch. You know, so it was a good movie.
Gotcha. So with all of this, because with that being said, if you remember Advent Children well at all, you probably know some of the spoilers that happened in the original. Mm-hmm. With that being said, does Crisis Core coming out soon, does that do anything for you, or do you think you'll be more interested in that after you play through Remake and possibly the compilation like Final Fantasy VII Original?
It doesn't really do anything for me because I really wasn't into Final Fantasy that much. Also, the aspect of my concern, I'm kind of with Nineball on this one, is pulling from a PS5 up to the PlayStation 5. It's a big undertaking because you're going to have to redo everything with them. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, you know, graphics, environment models, you know, everything's going to have to be re-rendered to the higher level because that game was built on the older system, so it didn't have to be built up high. This one, it's going to have to be. So, yeah, that's... It's going to be a remastering rework for a lot as well. If I remember right, also, I could have sworn Crisis Core really was just like go out, do a bunch of missions, get a cutscene, go out, do some more missions, do a cutscene. Like, there really wasn't much story for a minute, or am I just remembering it wrong?
No, there's definitely a story that for sure. I don't remember. It wasn't really like, was there even side missions? I mean, there was definitely, like, there's definitely more sandbox and linear. Very similar to, like, how you would, it wasn't really like just go out there and do five missions and then you get a cutscene. It wasn't anything like that. Okay. It was more of like more similar to how Final Fantasy VII Remake is versus other games. So, as far as I can remember, it's been a very long time since I played Crisis. Very long time since I played Crisis Core. So, I am going to pick up Crisis Core, but it may not be a day one buy for me. As much as I love the Final Fantasy VII universe, it may be one that I pick up if after I got through God of War Ragnarok, after I got through Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy XIV, because that'll be a while before I get fully through that. But after I get through some of these other games that I have on my list that I need to beat or get to the end game, it might even be after Gotham Knights, to be honest with you.
This one for me boils down to price. I'm betting at the most it's going to be $30. It may even be $20 range.
I doubt it'll be 20.
I doubt that too, but maybe. I was just looking at the size comparison. If you're going to get this and you have the choice between a 4 and a 5, get it on a 5. The 4, it takes 40 gigs of space to put it on a PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 5 only takes 20 gigs.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I was just looking this up on Game Rant right now. Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm kind of interested. I mean, Final Fantasy VII is undoubtedly the staple of the series. It's the most well-known and most influential one of all the Final Fantasies.
Yeah.
Most people... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm actually wondering, I doubt that they'll do this. I doubt Sony will do this, but I will be very excited if they decide to include this on their premium or extra pass.
It may. I mean, to be honest, with it launching on everything,
yeah,
they could. And like I said, at about $30, depending on, like you said, the area to which you launch, I may give it a pickup day one, give it a day one pickup. And since it's launching on everything, I can easily probably pick it up on Steam and play it on the deck while I'm sitting downstairs or something.
Yeah.
And with it being like not a complete remake, but not a complete redo like Final Fantasy VII, and more of a just a like remake, it won't be as taxing on it. But another thing that makes give me more faith in it is the size of it.
Yeah,
at 40 gigs and 20 gigs, yeah, it telling me that they did a lot more to it. And it makes me more secure than if you got on and said, oh, it only takes one, like, 2-3 gigs. I'm like, oh, yeah, I really didn't do none. It really is a remake. It's just not a relaunch.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to see. I personally, like I said, with them putting it on everything, it can't be what Nintendo did with their service. So they're just like, hey, here's the N64 version. Have fun. It can't be that.
No.
But I am curious to see how they're going to roll this out. Is this going to be something that they announce and be like, hey, by the way, like, you guys, if you have a Xbox, if you have a PC, if you have a Nintendo Switch, whatever it is, you can play it on all that. But if you have it on PlayStation, here you go. It's going to be included inside. If you have extra or if you have the premium version, you'll be able to upgrade. So yeah, we'll see.
It's gonna be pretty exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our All Things Gaming 2022 episode 39 for November 29th. Like I said before, I mean, there's, again, just a reminder, there is no SIN segments on Thursdays. for the remainder of the year. We will regroup again in 2023. It's kind of weird to say that, but yeah, we will regroup in 2023 and go on through content through that way. But this coming Tuesday is going to be our predictions episode for the Video Game Awards for 2022 and go from there. We actually already kind of picked out the predictions in general, like as far as like what we think is going to win in certain categories. We've already done that, but the predictions episode for this Tuesday is going to be what are we thinking that we're going to see there? What content are we going to see? New games, all that good stuff. So I think you guys will like that. I think it'll be a fun one for people to check out and hang out with us on. And we'll go from there. Nineball.
Good question. What music did I pick for the best soundtrack?
Best soundtrack. Let me pull it up. Let me pull that bad boy up. All right. So AOW Gaming here. Predictions. And that was another album. Best score. Let's see. Best narrative. All right, let's see. Game direction, narrative, art direction. Score and music. You said it was going to be Metal Hellsinger. You and Mel Dewey said Metal
Hellsinger. Okay, thank God. Okay, I was kind of scared because I've been listening to Metal Hellsinger a lot lately. Dude, the soundtrack is fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
For fans of heavy metal, the soundtrack is just pure fire. And plus two, they said that you cannot get in trouble for the music. You know how DMCA has been online lately.
Mm-hmm.
They actually own the music.
Mm-hmm.
So when they
them write the stuff for the game specifically?
Yeah, and they got the rights and stuff to them.
Yeah,
and the soundtrack people, like I said. The singers, oh my God, dude! You've got Tatiana from Ginger, you got Alyssa from Arch Enemy, you've got Matt from Trivium, you've got Mikhail from Dark Tranquility, which that group's near and dear from my heart. Oh my God, it's so many good ones. Who else? Gotta get Rage, I think Rage Against the Machine. Wait a minute, let me look. But it's so many good songs, and so many good singers on there. If you're a fan of heavy metal, dude, you can listen to it on YouTube too. They posted the entire soundtrack on YouTube. System of a Down also is on there. So. Yeah, I can't recommend it enough. The soundtrack, it's pure fire, dude. It's pure fire. Love it.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, next Tuesday we're going to be doing our predictions episode a little bit more in depth, as well as give you guys video game news. And then next Thursday we're going to be live reacting to the Video Game Awards when that happens. So very exciting stuff there. And then obviously be on the lookout for any streams that do come up. As we start going inside the holiday, like the remainder of the holiday, we got two more left, and then we got Martin Luther King Day that's going to be coming up after that and all that. So great, great, great times. Again, if you guys want to check out our content, make sure you guys are checking us on social media platforms. Just type in ALWT Gaming on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. Just type in ALWT Gaming, or At Least We Tried Gaming. We should pop right on up because At Least We Tried. And once again, if you guys have an Amazon account and a Twitch account, and you guys combine and marry the two together in holy matrimony, you guys will birth what is called a little sub baby right on there for Twitch Prime. And you guys can give your sub baby to any Twitch streamer, and we appreciate it if you guys would like to use it for us. Otherwise, it's $5 you're wasting otherwise. Until next time, everybody, I am Malachi36. It's the Nine Ball. Mill, Dewey, Carrot, signing off. See you guys next week. Control Alt.
Complete.
Complete.
Love you guys. Peace.